fact, we think it's just getting ugly with what we have seen compared to a year ago with how bad prices are. Only problem with a lot of those moves is nothing in the fundamentals is driving it, and that concerns us. We need to make sure that the futures market actually works as it should, which is a true risk management tool. In order to do that, you need a level playing field where both the speculators and the producers can have equal access to executing a trade. Right now, that's not the case because the automated traders are making things move way too fast. And because of that, it's hard for producers to actually get in and take advantage of what is a tool that should be theirs for the using.
Woodall says NCBA has a working group put in place with the CME Group to find ways to address it.
We are looking at several different issues to try to address this. One of the things was putting in place a messaging policy, which basically just limits the number of trades that can be done by any one firm a day in order to try to slow the market down. That has been in place since February, and that is working, but we still have other things that we need to do. So even though we don't have a firm decision yet on what that next step is going to be, we have several things that we are hoping to implement here before the summer starts.
The joint NCBA-CME working group is analyzing potential changes to ensure the markets work for producers who are using these tools to manage their market risk. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.